Ron Ness, moments after that presentation of the Industrial Commission. What did you think?
Scott, those are studies that I had not seen before. Obviously, it's good to see the math, the economics. I'm glad to see they built in the costs. The timeline of really jump-starting the Bakken and supercharging the reservoir is we need to get started. All the questions were the right questions. These projects take a long time. Is there gas? Is there CO2? What's the opportunities? But the reality is that we know that we want to continue to maintain oil production. Let the tax commissioner's numbers were excellent in terms of decline curves on oil wells. At some point, we're going to see a decline in oil production. And so far, our technology and our known reserves with the better technology have continued to improve. But the next level is still out there. North Dakota can be a leader in this space. And certainly, I think we heard it today how important it is. And all you have to do is look at the budget numbers in here. And I was things like, I had no idea the oil money is paying for this, that, and the other thing. So we gotta make this work. It's a win-win for everybody.
Tax commissioner talked about potential of $9 billion in extra revenue. We're currently, it's $23 billion in revenue, so obviously a huge impact, approaching half of the numbers now. What kind of time frame is that, those dollars roll into the state?
Well, I think his numbers were about a 10-year from 2028 to 2038, another basically $9 or $10 billion, so another, a third more of what we've seen over the last 20 years. But that billion, so just another $9 billion. We don't find those numbers anywhere else, right, Scott? I don't care what you're doing. So those are real numbers, and they matter to everybody in all the projects that we've got going on across North Dakota. From, as they said, now it's property tax relief. It was $250 million for the state taking over social services. It's income tax relief. It's roads, schools, bridges, education, everything we've got. So,
what are the impediments to taking what was on paper today to actual reality and the strategy and the technology being deployed?
Well, I think probably need to break that down into more steps, but basically it's research. It's all got to start with the oil producer figuring it out and pilot projects and working. This Bakken didn't just happen overnight. It took a better part of a decade to figure it out. Then we figured out the Three Forks over a 4 or 5 period. So each of these are huge incremental. These are incremental barrels. These are barrels, extra barrels you got to get out of each well with just next level technologies. So we got to do the research part. We got to have the investment part by the operators. The state's got to partner in the research, and then along comes the solution that you're going to use. Is it gas? Is it CO2? I think it's going to be all of the above. Maybe even a little water, which we didn't think was a possibility.
Is this a competitive environment, do you believe, to get the CO2, which obviously seems limited with the sequestration side and more of our coal friends, or is this there's enough to go around for everybody here?
Well, the federal government has to fix this. The Biden administration intentionally put oil and gas incremental recovery at a discount to storage. $25 more to put your CO2 in the ground than utilize it for value and opportunity to get $9 billion back. So we need to see that nominalized on the federal level. Certainly now's the time. We think the people are in place. So we need to see that happen. And then I think everything's competitive because you also have the incredible opportunity to kind of be the first out, right? Bakken is the first oil shale play. We've got the opportunity now to supercharge it and really get everything jump-started again. And we're not talking entirely new levels of activity. We're just talking a continuation of oil productivity at these incredible rates benefits everybody in North Dakota.